these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery.
Hold up. Hey, hold up, hold up. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist. So you know he's getting paid for this. Here is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor, Bill Vickery, presented by Arkansas's best Chevy dealers. Just like Bill, he eats up the airwaves. Chevy Colorado eats up the terrain with five available gears. And the Silverado has the muscle to tow. Chevrolet. Let's drive.
Yeah. You know what? I'm looking for a truck. I'm thinking about getting a truck.
You
I got. You know what? Just a weekend truck.
You should.
I like it.
I passed one of those Chevys coming down here. Gave him a honk. Got a honk back.
Yeah.
Got a quick text from a real advocate for the Virtual Academy.
Oh, is it? Who is it?
I think someone who has also spoken to the graduate. I don't know that I want to mention his name on the air.
Important people are listening.
You would recognize it.
Important people are listening. Well, the other thing, the other note of, in addition to talking of all the tournament advancements by Arkansas and all the schools in Arkansas that are doing that, a major institution shuts down Saturday night, I believe, in Russellville, Feltner's Whataburger. So do you have any memories of stopping by?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was sort of, but 25 years ago, you didn't have 5,000 stores, so that was one of your main options, and that's what you took advantage of.
Look, time marches on.
Yeah,
the only thing that's constant is change. And it was. I remember, I think this was the late 70s. I was a little kid, and we were coming to, I want to say my dad and I were driving down to the Red-White game that was played in Little Rock.
Yeah, be darned.
Okay, so we stopped. He wanted to stop. And we stop. It's just my father, and we're in a sheriff's car. So, but we ate, but you couldn't eat in the car. So we ate at the picnic table right there. That's one of my earliest memories. And then, of course, back and forth when I was at Hendrix and then later, you know, that I wonder, someone should create a map of the Little Rock or Central Arkansas drive to a Razorback game and back.
Yeah.
That there is a, win or lose, there is a fraternity of sorts of people going up and back that you stop and you run into in Ozark. That
same gas station you go to, you bet.
How many people? A map of the stops along the way back, the old pig trail that you used to take.
Oh, yeah.
And all that.
The thing about it, you know, they did the, you know, Roger reminded me, I forgot about this. They were the first to do they would pour in the extra fries in the bag.
Yes.
And that's something now that Five Guys does.
Yes.
And of course, you know, a lot of people are bragging on CJ's there. And we were talking.
Great too.
Even before that, you know, you got all these exits where you have these big giant gas stations that have Wendy's in them and Subways. Mm-hmm. And so the competition just is much greater. But it was right there on the campus, right beside Arkansas Tech. So it was such a, you know, and I don't know if they're selling the property or what, but it really was. And you just don't have many of those anymore. And then we started talking about others. We always go down this rabbit hole, you know, maybe once or twice during the year of what will you miss, what restaurants you miss. That, you know, I was going to say, I could see you doing a Steak and Ale guy. You remember Steak and Ale?
Right down here, sort of the cool place to go.
Oh,
yeah. The Sonic is there now.
That's right. Bennigan's or whatever. Yes. Or is there one of those
Bennigan's
that stand out to you?
Who were the two Razorbacks that partied there after the Miami loss?
So no, that was down at where Clinton Library is. What was the name of that place?
SOB.
SOB.
Yeah.
That's where that was. Yeah.
Wow. Place for punk music.
Yeah. Yeah. And then what's this place right around the corner here by the Fold that was a two-story that was a cool hangout?
You had Shug's.
Yeah, Shug's, Diego's. Oh, my gosh, yeah. It's starting to come to me.
Speaking of regrets.
Coy's.
Lots of regrets. I didn't get into that, dude.
Well, listen, Roger, we have one. We will always have that story of Cajun's Wharf and Bill Victor.
Well, speaking of regrets.
We sure will.
Oh, man. Yikes.
Yeah. So if you've got some restaurants you missed that are no longer, we went through just a ton of them. I'll just mention a couple as we go to break here, Rod, just because – anytime, I mean, everybody has so many memories that, you know, Sirloin's Inn, Bill's another one. Coy's, Spaghetti Warehouse, Casa Bonita, Denton's, Juanita's, Gaucho's, Shorty Small's, Brown's Country Cooking, Minuteman, Cajun's Wharf, Cock of the Walk, Bard's, Fisher's, Diego's, Shoney's, Frankie's, just to name a few, a lot of great ones.
It is, but I go back to that drive up to the game and back and just... the nostalgia, and there are moments that trigger all those memories. When Paul Eales passed, I talked about how he had helped us mark moments in time that families participated in. That's something that you look back and you think, wow, that was some.
What was the, wasn't there like a turkey place? I didn't stop there very much, but wasn't there like a turkey place once you turned up on 71 going up there? It was on the left-hand side of the street if you were going up to Fayetteville. What was it? They had a turkey sandwich. I did not stop there very often. It was between Alma going up the hill.
Yeah.
I mean, you look down the right, you see the mountain, the valley down there.
Yes.
Somebody will get that for 661-1037.
That was such a treacherous drive, too. You remember the sign?
Yes.
23 people have died on this road in the last,
Yes.
And it was just such a...
Kevin says Burgess. Is Burgess still open?
Is Burgess still open tonight,
And Big Sarge is listening, and he makes a good point. The Shorty Smalls is still open in BB. But I think the original one was on Rodney Perrin, right?
Rodney Perrin,
I think that was the first one. It's closed.
That's a coffee place.
That's great that there's still one open in BB. Yeah.
Wow, who knew?
Yeah,
Big Sarge knows.
I never knew there was ever
Big
one.
Sarge.
Yes.
You know you're going to get some wisdom there.
Yeah, exactly. Don't go away. 8:30 here, Morning Man. Hey, we got graffiti coming up here shortly, too.
All right, Dan.